This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
So good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dolly Dollface Dean Murphy. I'm good. Hello. Good morning, Tim.
Oh, what's this? Oh, wouldn't be someone's birthday, would it?
Oh,
good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I do believe it. But good morning, Shane, out there busily getting the news together. Guess what?
Guess what?
It's our birthday. Oh, yay. Good morning, Joysters. Welcome to the fifth annual Murphy's Law birthday celebration.
I know. And we play this song every year.
Yeah.
Is this the only birthday song that exists?
No.
No,
there's plenty of others, but we always forget until about a minute before we go on.
And this isn't even the good version.
No. That's okay.
This is looks like he's performing Stevie Wonder. I've got it on YouTube, playing it off YouTube, and it looks like he's performing in some, maybe the Dandenong RSL club.
This is very unlike us.
Yeah. This is very. It's just come across the bottom of the screen from Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City Music Hall.
All there.
Quite unlike us, though, that we haven't blown a trumpet about this one.
No, look,
this
I like.
It's a bit of an achievement, though.
Well, I find if you make too much of a hoo ha about your birthday, you may not be back next year.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, is that what's happened to other people?
The punters might go, oh, God, they just really blow their own trumpet, don't they? So, no.
So we're not.
We're keeping actually, it'd be nice if. Oh. I think someone brought us a cake this morning. Tim. That's really lovely of you to bring us a cake.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Thank you very much. None of us can eat it.
No, well, it's a tight budget here at Joy, so I can't imagine there'd be too many cakes coming in for the show this morning.
I can't eat it, but I can look at it and I can lovingly just love it.
Absolutely.
With my eyes.
I'd like to throw.
I don't know what I was going
like
to do with
that. I'd like to throw out to all our listeners who, you know, have been a part of the show for the last 5 years. You know, the regulars, the ones who participate all the time, send in a message. Oh,
Tony's
here we go. Tony just sent
kicked it off. Woohoo! Happy birthday, Murphs and team.
Ah, oh, that's
Thank
lovely.
You, Tony.
See, just keep that up this morning.
You've been missing the last few weeks, Tony.
Because realistically, if we didn't have, we can't put phone calls to air. We do a lot of SMS and we do.
We're
a
not
lot
allowed because your grubby potty mouths might go live to air and we don't have a dump button.
That's exactly right. This came up yesterday morning,
yes,
Anna Murphy.
Shane
Warne has lashed out at Bryn Edelson. Yesterday, after he believes she tipped off the paparazzi that he was going to be at her house for a nightcap at 1 a.m. Following a charity event, Warney took to Facebook.
Minx.
Well, do you think she did or not? I mean, people would have seen them get into a car together or leave the function, and they were at a charity function with down at Geelong with Mick Gatto, Darren Lyons.
No,
come on, Darren Lyons, paparazzi. He would have seen it happening.
No, I smell a rat. To be honest, I'm a bit of a Warney fan, and I don't mean anything disrespectful here about Bryn, but I reckon he could probably do
better.
I
like Bryn. We hung out at Pooftoof one night.
Did you?
Yes. Not that I could judge her character by a couple of drinks at the bar.
I bet you she wasn't texting paparazzi that she was there with you.
I love festivities, and I love this one. Stephen O'Callaghan. Well, his plan B was to propose with a diamond ring in the dirty nappy of his newborn. That's right.
That's disgusting.
Pardon? Yeah, it's classy.
What was
it's
his plan
class.
A?
Good
to
on
have
you,
it on
Stephen.
The end of his.
On. No, his plan
I
A.
I stopped.
His plan
there.
A was you should have. His plan A was to propose before baby Jed was born, but Stephen's son arrived 11 weeks early by an emergency cesarean that would have saved the lives of baby and his partner Jade.
But how do you get to plan B? Being I'll stick it in the crappy nappy of a baby.
Well,
that's disgusting.
Well,
imagine the poo getting stuck in your ring.
Have you ever met anyone on an app that you didn't like?
Oh, what?
It's a great story, isn't it? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen, this,
frog in your throat.
This is a story about a lady who, we've all done it. We've all kind of done this, but not to this extreme, okay? So she met this guy on an app, and she decided to go hiking with him on the date. Right, ringing alarm bells.
Totally.
Like, someone, you haven't met him, let's go hiking. I'm thinking,
I'm thinking is Wolf Creek right now.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so she realised it was a mistake when they got up to the mountains. And
It's such a silly girl.
A silly girl. So she Facebooked a friend. Anyway, the friend got panicked and rang emergency services.
Oh.
And oops. So emergency services turned up at the spot where they were and realised that she was faking the illness, right? Because she told the friend, I'm really sick, you know, whatever.
Oh, dear.
So basically they've turned up and said, you're not sick, and gave her a $1,500 fine. All right. So, you know, I think it's... I really love that story. I know where she's going, because we've all kind of been in those circumstances
with
dates.
I've had many experiences where I've had friends on the standby, like, don't go anywhere tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to catch up with this person for a coffee.
Make sure you ring me half an hour into
the
date.
Can you ring me? I need to, and I will let you know.
Yeah, but you didn't fake an illness, though.
No,
it's not like, can you imagine people faking an illness halfway through the date?
I think that there would be people out there that have done. I'm a bit scared of, because I'm an overthinker, so karma, because I don't like to do that kind of thing, because I just think the minute you do that, that's going to happen. So I don't. But
I love how karma's just entered her life now. But she does so many things where karma doesn't. Anyway.
I pick and choose my karmic moments.
Exactly. This is one that you should pick and choose. Anyway, we've decided to run a little competition this morning. Would you fake an illness to get out of a date? Yes or no? Is that easy?
And you can win these terrific tickets.
Because you wouldn't. You say karma, you wouldn't do that.
Not an illness.
I would, hands down, actually lie about an illness. I'd get really sick. I'd bring it on. I'd actually be able to bring. I'd be able to channel an illness and bring it.
You'd end up in the emergency ward.
I would. So that's all I want to know from you guys, because there's people out there going, "No, I couldn't do it." Or yes, I've done it before. Would you fake an illness to get out of a date? Let us know. 0427-949-949 honorajoy.org.au. We're going to put you all in the draw to win that Bianca Del Rio, who's a part of obviously winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. Drag Race Season 6. If you want to get your hands on the tickets.
That was heaven.
It's a double pass. Thank you very much.
Ticket to a putty cat.
Shut up. If you want to get the tickets,
Dastity,
all you got to do is send through yes or no. Would you fake an illness? Shut up, Anna Murphy. Would you fake an illness?
An illness to get out of a date. This one simply says yes. And this one says, yes, I faked an illness. I called into work one day saying that I had a sore leg. When I returned to work, I then had to pretend like it was still healing, which then made the other leg really sore because I was over-favouring the other one.
Oh, thanks, Ange.
Thanks, Ange.
Naughty girl.
And also, happy birthday. Love tuning into you too. You do bring so much joy.
Oh, thanks. It is our birthday show this morning.
Thank you so much. And Scott said, yes, I would. I faked that I had violent diarrhea.
Violent. Not even just...
And that ended things pretty quickly, as it would, as it should.
You know what? And if Anna's Murphy's karma applies to you, Scott, you're in trouble,
buddy.
You are
so in trouble
now. Hugging that porcelain bowl. Murphy's Law this morning. Our birthday show, 5 years, people. I tell you who might not make 5 years.
Do you know, can I just say the funny thing about the 5 year thing too?
What?
Is that I still get people, my friends and stuff, ringing me at around this time or texting, and I'm like, hey, I'm on air. And they're like, oh, sorry, forget. It's 5 years. Don't forget.
Every
Clearly Friday. They're not listening.
Absolutely. Well, anyway. A couple of might not make 5 years. Michelle Bridges and Steve Commando Willis.
Say it ain't.
Apparently, according to sources, and it's a new idea. So that
source is reliable.
Not really reliable. But apparently they were in a cafe up in Sydney, a very trendy little cafe, and they're having a massive blue in front of everyone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Look, admittedly, they're new parents. So
there's
might
pressure.
Be a little bit tired.
A little bit tired.
But the new ideas made it out to be the end of it all. You know, they really just said it.
She has seemed cranky lately, hasn't she? She had a go at that paparazzi.
She's just had a baby and she hasn't slept much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, look, the good news about our show is we get all the inside scoops because we are able to get CCTV audio of exactly what took place at that cafe.
Oh, Jesus, Steve. I asked for the double ristretto, venti, half-soy, non-caf, decaf, organic chocolate brownie, ice vanilla, double-shot gingerbread frappuccino, extra hot with foam, low-fat, whipped cream, upside-down, double-blended, one sweet and low, and one Nutrasweet.
And what's your point?
You forgot the straw, you steroid head. How the hell am I meant to keep these $40,000 veneers white, you idiot?
Oh, darling. Sorry, I'm just so tired since becoming a super dad.
You're tired? You're tired, mate. Not only did I have to get up to feed little Axel twice a night with tit sores, but I have to deal with you and your protein diet. For God's sake, Steve, it's like I'm trapped in a Dutch oven for 8 hours. It's like a wombat died up there, buddy. You need help.
But, babe, you love my muscles. I'm the commando.
I'm putting you on my new 12-week bow challenge, Steve. Just $20 a week and your bows will smell like the Alps. Oh.
Sorry, babe.
Oh, Steve!
Jeez.
Adam Murphy, there's a story in the paper that caught my eye. It's a new top, a new garment that's been released. And the whole point of this thing is it's meant to bring couples together.
Right.
It's about bringing them and it's very romantic and it's about, well, what they've done is they've designed these tops so they have kind of holes in the back of the top. So when you're hugging, you can actually put your hands in and hug the person. Okay. So they've got a little promo.
Is that really necessary?
Well, they've got a little promo video. I just want you to hear the promo video and see what you think.
What does it mean to be together? To meet encompassing world.
Oh, it's very dramatic.
Amazing people. And inspiration.
Touch creepy?
No.
No?
That was it.
Very romantic. To feel the touch. Of tomorrow. Liberty.
Liberty.
So it's a liberty top.
And freedom.
It's a hoodie. They're hoodies.
It's a hoodie with the holes cut out the back of it.
When I heard it, I was like, oh, this top must be just sexual. It's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
With holes in the back.
It's
you know what? And you know what? All the bogans
Terry Towling with a hood on it.
It's Terry Towling with a hood. All the bogans are not only going to cut holes there, they're going to cut holes further down so you can have a bit of how's your father?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
No, like,
it's a hoodie. It's a stupid article. I shouldn't have read it. Wasted my time. Hey, listen, it is our birthday show this morning. Happy birthday, people.
Happy birthday.
If you want to join it, all you got to do is send through a message to us, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. This one says,
hi, Dean and Anna. Congrats on your 5th anniversary. I want to ask you guys the same question that Jerry Hall asked the Cause. How did you meet?
Thanks, Andy Kay.
Well, it was some 40-something years ago.
Oh, God.
When I ruined my older brother's dreams of that's it.
I've been the youngest child and then I became the middle when I was neglected. Anyway.
Oh.
Andy, thanks for that message.
Didn't realise we just became the Dr. Phil show.
We've got a message here. We've got a winner, actually, for the prize. It is the double pass to go and see Bianca Del Rio, winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6. The show's called Clown in a Dress. It's meant to be huge. Very, very funny. No, that was last year's, actually. This show's called Not Today, Satan. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
So lots of people would have thought, oh, no, we've seen that last year. We won't send it in. Actually, it's the old new show. It's called Not Today, Satan. You want to go and see it? You don't have a choice now.
No.
We have a winner. And the winner is Chris and Daniel from Abbotsford. Well
Yay!
Done, boys. Congratulations.
They said maybe if you didn't fake being sick to get out of the day, going on it may have made you sick. Or maybe you became sick thinking about it.
I think you've overthought that.
I think so.
You're the winners.
Celebrate.
Lots of birthday messages coming through. This one came through from Julie from Indonesia, Bali.
Indonesia, Bali. Dear Murphy's Law, happy 5th birthday. It's a pleasure listening to you both every week from my island home in Bali. Thank you. Thank goodness Daylight Savings is finished so I get to hear more of your show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's to another 5 years. I just might have to hit Bali Joe's in your honour tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Good on you, Julie.
Love you.
And this one, Graham says, morning, Murphs. Congrats on 5 years of sibling nuttiness. You make Friday mornings fun. Graham, thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Now, look, I don't want to bring the tone of the show down, but
well,
we are
going to
go. Well,
look at him tread right in there.
I read this story. Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
A wedding guest has sparked outrage after she revealed she was contacted by newlyweds to say that her gift wasn't generous enough. The unnamed
Pardon?
Guest posted on a forum asking for advice after she was told that the $100 check that she provided wasn't enough. She revealed how the couple who had asked for cash gifts had emailed her to say they were surprised by her contribution and suggested an adjustment.
Didn't.
She went on to say that the bride and groom declared, we were surprised that your contribution didn't seem to match the warmth of your good wishes on the big day. You can adjust your payment. I don't even know where to go with that because I'm really anti. I hate when couples say, oh, no, don't give us present, just give us cash. I hate it.
I'm not a fan either because I went to a wedding ages ago and they had the wishing well, you know. just, you know, we don't want prison. We're going overseas on a massive, you know, 3 month tour of South America and da da da. So we all put money in. That wedding, that marriage lasted 10 months.
Yes.
And I feel like you should, you know, I was just like, what?
No, I know.
We all dressed up. We spent a fortune, got hair and makeup done, spent a fortune on the day. And 10 months later, it's
over. How's this?
We should be able to get the money back.
I have a friend whose sister got married. Okay, it's okay because she doesn't live in the state. She's not going to listen to this. And she doesn't listen to Joy. But I feel like I need to air this out.
Oh, dear.
She got married and asked for the same thing, cash donations only. All right? No presents, just give us cash. She then sat there.
I just think that's
she
grubby.
Sat there. After the reception, we all went back to their place because I was staying there. She sat there on the couch with all the envelopes and ripped into them, didn't read the cards and just went, yeah, more money.
Oh, my God.
I was mortified. I can't actually express how much I hate it. It's like when people say, oh, you know, we've got a guest registry at Maya. We've chosen all the presents that we want. So you well, can see, actually. No. You want a present from me, I'm going to give it to you because I feel like that's what I want to give you.
Yeah, no, I do agree.
Either shove it or actually take it back and return it yourself.
I think the intention from that used to be quite good, though. It was like, hey, we're just, you know.
No, it's not.
People would end up with 14 toasters. But really, if that's the case.
Send it back.
Do something with it.
Just like, say thank you.
Just say thank
you. Smile.
Like, sell it on Gumtree. Gumtree's amazing.
Lots of birthday messages coming through,
Anna
Murphy.
Lots of birthday messages.
And some funny and some challenging.
And really, really honest.
And honest. I love
which
it.
Which I
brutal.
Really love. This brutal. One says, from Matthew, says, I think a registry because we were talking about
people asking for money.
Being rude. I mean, wedding people being rude. This one says, I think a registry is good for people who are unsure of what to buy. But the couple should be grateful for anything and not expect to get things from only the registrar. There's also rural and interstate people who can't transport a present on the day. The registry solves that. Yes, it does. Regardless, congratulations for 5 years of being a grumpy old man.
Oh, that's directed
at
me.
That's to you.
Or was it
but
Tim?
Still making me laugh on my way to work. P.S. Anna, you're a mutt.
Oh, she is too. And doesn't she love to let everyone know about
it? And this one from Steve.
This is interesting, Steve.
Refreshingly honest.
Yes.
Says, I remember your first couple of shows 5 years ago and I thought you were pretty crap, to be honest. But I stuck with you and you are now one of my faves, along with the tag team. I laugh out loud regularly. Thanks,
good.
Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
5 years, really appreciate you giving up your time to make us laugh and giggle on a Friday morning. Happy anniversary, Matt.
It's really
Thanks,
sweet.
Steve.
And yes, you're right, honest. We were really crap. Joining us on the show each week during the lead-up to the 2016 election is former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Dean. And may I say, I've missed the sweet stench of Borderline Broke, so it's great to be back at Joy.
Well, Julia, thanks for coming on board to be our political correspondent over the next 50 days.
Oh, not a problem, Smurfy. I mean, there is no one more qualified to give you the inside information on the next election and no one more unbiased than me.
Unbiased? How do you mean?
Well, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Dean, and I still have a lot of built-up anger towards the Labor Party and Bill Shorten for knifing me in the back. And as for the Liberals, they may have lost a lunatic, but Turnbull's is still yet to prove he can lead the people. So, Dean, my updates and commentary will be upfront and honest from me, the real Julia.
So we're 3 days into the election campaign. How do you think it's going?
Well, Dean, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. And both parties will need to lift their game. I like Malcolm, but geez, it's like watching a gorilla use tools for the first time, isn't it? It's cute, but awkward. Needs to get back to basics really quickly. And speaking of basic, Mr. Boobalicious, Mr. Boobalicious backstabbing Bill is up to his old tricks again. I mean, 1 minute he's abusing the local pie lady and next he's kissing the butts of commuters on a local tram for a selfie moment. Will the real Bill Shorten please stand up? Please stand up.
Well, that's about all we have time for this morning, but we'll catch you next week for another Election 16 update.
Of course, Dean. I'm the Laurie Oakes of the gay world, just with a waistline.
Here's an unusual story for you.
Yes.
Definitely a good thing to be said about people that have habits they stick to. Though it means they're a little predictable. It also means that when something in their routine changes, people really take note.
Well, yes.
This is what happened to a guy. He'd been ordering pizzas from Domino Pizza every day for 10 years and suddenly stopped ordering. So the people at the shop, I mean, this guy's 48.
He ordered a pizza every day for 10 years.
Every day for 10 years. Domino's. No other pizza place, just Domino's. I mean, they've got a wide variety of pizzas. Hopefully he switched it up a little bit. That would be nice. Anyway, he just stopped. So what they did is they panicked. They checked on the system and then said, oh, my God, he hasn't been here for 11 days.
So it took him 11 days to notice. Do we not think that old mate was probably having a heart attack because he's eating a pizza every day for 10 years?
You should say that because that's, I think, exactly what happened. Oh. They sent the delivery. Thank God they sent the delivery guy who used to take it around every night over to his house, check it out, TV's on.
Did they have to remove a wall to get him out?
Possibly. Possibly.
A pizza? Well, like, no intervention earlier. Like, do we not think at year five we could have suggested a salad from the menu? And maybe about you walk the 10 metres down to the shop to pick it up yourself, lazy bugger?
It's not a Michelle Bridges diet, is it? It's kind of like, you know.
A pizza every day for 10 years?
No, it's not.
I think about pizza and put on weight. That's ridiculous.
Just focus for a second.
Yes.
Walking into a sex chamber, you would expect to see whips, chains and handcuffs maybe.
I guess so.
Yeah. But there's a temporary sex house in Melbourne that's nothing like you'd think.
What?
As you venture deep into the rooms, you'll find condoms that fit your fingers.
What?
And surgical masks with grass sprouting for the mouth.
What?
This is a sex house of the ecosexual.
The whatty?
The ecosexual.
There's an actual term.
An ecosexual, a person who makes the land their lover, bringing a whole new meaning to environmentally joking. Friendly and horticulture.
Do you know what? I nearly swore on air for the first time then.
The ecosexual bathhouse is in the tangles of the Melbourne Royal Botanic Gardens.
In the tangles.
Created by a guy named Ian and a lady named Lauren. Ecosexuals have fantasies about nature.
I think Ian and Lauren have senses, been smoking some weed.
Use their senses to touch, strengthen their romantic and sexual feelings towards the environment. The whole idea is if somebody can develop sexual attraction and a love for the biosphere, they will in turn look after it going into the future.
Oh, shut up.
The term ecosexual was invented by Beth and Annie, two women who claim to be passionately and fiercely in love with the earth.
Beth and Annie need to go and get some help.
In 2014, the pair publicly married the soil.
Oh, for God's
sake. They were attracted to its power to give life, its beauty, and the fact that it's really dirty.
Oh.
Ecosexuals talk dirty to plants, kiss and lick the earth, bury themselves in
talk
soil.
Talk dirty to plants.
And do nude dances while the environment watches on.
You're really dirty dirt.
They also swim
I
naked.
I dig you. In fact, I dig in you.
They also swim naked in natural waters, hug and stroke trees and give the earth massages.
Oh, I was going to say, it makes the term fragrant lady garden that little bit too real, doesn't it?
I love the whole fact that this whole ecosexual bathhouse has been funded by the taxpayers, with Melbourne City Council giving the Next Wave Festival, that's what it's called, $90,000.
$90,000?
Do you know what? I'm going to set up my own, right? I'm going to create the coffee sexual for people who want to have sex with coffee tables.
Oh my.
And we'll do exhibitions at the coffee club and get a $90,000 grant.
Absolutely. Marry the bean.
Marry
love
the bean.
Love the bean. Flick the bean.
It is our birthday show. Five years in the making to get to this point where we're throwing in segments which we haven't tested or tried.
No.
Why not do it on the fifth birthday?
Yes.
If it goes belly up, doesn't really matter. Yeah. We've reached 5 years.
It's all in
quite a feat.
All in the name of just trying to improve.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, for the message earlier on. Yes, okay. So how does this work, Tim?
Okay, so we're going to play a game that I'm going to call Last Man Standing.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, good.
So I'm going to give a topic.
Yes.
And one at a time, you're going to respond.
Right.
Until one of you can no longer do it within 3 seconds.
Right.
Right.
You've only got 3 seconds to answer. If you don't answer within 3 seconds, you'll hear this.
Oh.
And you're out.
It's my worst fear. Do you know this? I actually fear this.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not good at the quick answer. That's it. I need to think about it.
Okay. So who's going to go first?
Me.
Right. Excellent.
See what I mean? See? I can't give the quick answer.
All right. Are you ready then?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's rock it out.
This is Australian native animals.
Wombat.
Koala.
Kangaroo.
Wallaby.
Possum.
Platypus. Oh my God, I won.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that really threw me.
That was really,
really. Oh, why did I say
I've even found my own cheer.
that was fun.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Is that the end of the game?
That's the end of the game.
I'll do that again next Friday. Yes, that was awesome. Love
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.